What's up, guys? We're back in the studio. Taylor Uden and James Schuler here. We're back. We're back at it again.
Hey,
they keep giving it to us.
Yeah, popped. Can't believe it's the third episode, right?
We've been keeping an eye on the tech news this week so that you don't have to. And when bits hit the fan, we're bringing it to you. So,
perfect.
James, what's hit the fan this week?
A ton of tech news has hit the fan. I mean, let's put Facebook aside for a minute. Whistleblower, Facebook went down. They then had a Congress hearing over Facebook. Instagram was with that, right? Everybody was down. Enough outage that they thought all the cellular carriers went down, and everyone started to think about how a cyber attack across all of our communications could easily impact the U.S. But that's not, let's not talk about that. Everyone's already discussed it.
That's not even the biggest news, is it?
That might be the biggest.
Global,
I don't know.
Biggest.
The Astros are in the playoffs.
That's big news.
That's big. No, but I mean, there is another story that got some primetime coverage too, that a cyber attack for the first time is being blamed for the life of a person, an infant at that, mm-hmm. in Alabama, at a hospital. We may talk more about that one a little bit. But then below that, there was all kinds of coverage of different attacks. So yeah, lots of them.
Yeah. Lots going on in the news. What's got me excited though is the increase in attacks. We're not hearing about these like as much anymore in the news. Like,
no.
We heard about Colonial Pipeline.
Yeah.
We heard about the TSA coming in and doing audits. Like, we've heard about all this different stuff, but
yeah.
Why are we not hearing about what the stuff that's happening closer to home?
Yeah. So when CISA named the critical industries, they kind of put targets on all those companies that fall inside that. So the reason we heard about Colonial was because of gas prices going up. JBS Foods, because our beef prices jumped up. But you're right. If you were to go into Google and just type in cyber attack and click on news, you would see just a huge list of smaller shops that fall within the critical industries that CISA labeled that were breached this last week. You're spot on.
Well, it's like it's changing so quickly, though. Are we ever going to be able to keep up with, you know, the smaller attacks? And
it's kind of a cat and mouse game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we recently were sponsors of the Tech Leadership Tech Conferences, right? And in that, I actually got a question during our keynote where they asked, why can't the technology stop mm-hmm. all the bad actors? When will it escalate to a point where it's good enough? And it never will be. I mean, the only reason the tech exists was to block the already existing bad actor. And so the next stage, now that we have technology like mitigation, detection, and response, is for the bad actor to find a way around it. Once they do, we got to create tech to block that new thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a constant game. Like, I think about even what's happening outside the walls of like creating a response plan.
Right.
Like, are we able to develop physical responses to what's happening like through cyber?
Yeah, we're constantly chasing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Houston, where we are, we always plan for hurricanes. But last year taught us we need to also plan for mass freezes.
In Houston, right? Mass freezes.
Mass really happened. It was a mass freeze. The next thing that we have to plan for are these cyber attacks. And then what Facebook taught us was you still have to have plans in place in order to be ready for someone making a human error and bringing mm-hmm. down your entire environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So we look at these different attacks that are happening. We looked at a little Venn diagram bubble chart thing.
Yeah.
And it was telling us a little bit about like what's going on, the types of attacks.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah. So if there's one thing I love, it's a Venn diagram.
I've always loved the Venn diagram. Looks like an eyeball.
So I think what you're referring to is actually what we're seeing right now in just about every case that Conti is a part of. Conti, like our evil and dark side, has become one of the more popular ransomware attackers. In fact, they're credited right now, funny enough, as being the wealthiest. They've received the most ransom of all the people that are out there trying to grab these ransomware viruses. So what they're doing is called triple extortion. There's another buzzword out there called quadruple extortion. So I can't wait till 5 extortion and 6 extortion show up.
What's
but
that
right
word?
Now,
do you know the word?
Quintistortion? I don't know. I can't think that big.
Should coin it now before it happens.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good idea. But in this case, everyone that's listening is likely already familiar with the idea of having your data encrypted. That's single extortion. Mm-hmm. The bad actor says, give me money and I'll unencrypt your data. So let's play it through. Let's say that you did that. Well, I got my data back, but that you don't know as the buyer of your own data that they actually siphoned off your data and they're holding a copy of it. And now all your plans, your intellectual property, everything important to you, including the personal identifiable information of your people, it's all in their hands still. So that's double extortion. They call you back. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to sell your data. I forgot to tell you that. On the dark web, I'm probably going to get, I don't know, $1 million for it. So before I do that, I'm going to give you a chance to buy it first. Do you have $1 million on you? Like, no, I just gave you my $1 million. Then there's a triple where they already have the personal identifiable information. So they start calling the stakeholders. So maybe that's an investor in your company. Maybe it's your customers. Maybe it's your employees. And they say, hey, your company that you work with isn't paying us. And so I want you to apply pressure on them to pay us. And if they don't, I'm going to expose your information and your identities will get stolen. And so you can see this is starting to turn into a ripple effect that even technology is going to have a tough time staying on top of.
Yeah, it's getting big. Do we have like an idea of like what to predict and how do we even stay ahead of it? Like,
So staying ahead of it's tough. I'll talk about solutions in a second. We just got done with an internal meeting around where this could all head. And that might be a pretty exciting topic. And so just theoretically, since that's starting to be publicized, that triple and quadruple extortion exists, I could see a world where the head fake would exist. The head fake would be, let's say you get breached. You come out of that breach without paying the ransom even. And then a phone call is placed to an executive, maybe the CFO, and the bad actor just says, I know you think that y'all fixed it. I can see the fixes you've made. I still have code in the system. I'm going to take you back down. If you don't want to experience the last 2 weeks all over again, pay me this money. It could even be a whole different person. They could say, I could call that group tomorrow and say, hey, I know you were down with Conti. Conti got in your environment and I bought from them a portion of what they put in your environment, a kernel of their code. And when it pops, it's going to bring you guys right back down. So pay me before it does without ever having anything there. The reason we think that's possible, by the way, is that Colonial Pipeline was kind of that. Colonial Pipeline had 100 gigs, the bad actor, DarkSide, had 100 gigs of data. Mm-hmm. But Colonial didn't have visibility. They didn't know what they had. And their fear was that they had gotten into the operations technology side of the house, meaning that they could control the pipeline flow. They couldn't. They didn't know that, though. That's why that ransom was only $4.5 million. It was pretty small in comparison to some of these others. Mm-hmm. In fact, what we're seeing right now is 50-person companies, 70-person companies are getting $5 million to $20 million ransoms. It's growing exponentially quicker mm-hmm. because they're negotiating. So I'm willing to take $5 million, so I'm going to throw $20 million out there and I'll take my $5 and walk away. So yeah, I think there's a really good chance that we start seeing that double resale concept or that head fake theory that people who aren't breached at all start paying a ransom or consider paying a ransom because of it.
I want you to put your tinfoil hat on. What's the conspiracy behind these? Do you know?
Behind these? Well, it depends on which one. I love a good conspiracy. If y'all don't know that about me already, we might just have a spur off podcast of nothing but conspiracies. My favorite right now is that Facebook brought down Facebook intentionally in order to delete something, change something in the midst of that whistleblower going to Congress to talk. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence of that. That's just my favorite conspiracy, by the way. No one go out and post that or say my IT team told me that.
All thoughts are our own.
You know, I'll tell you another one. They're obviously going after hospitals, major hospital systems. We're in Houston, right? Memorial Hermann, Methodist, MD Anderson. They've been advanced in their technology for a long, long time. But a lot of these hospital systems, they would get viruses, but never a ransom tied to it. That's new. And so a lot of them are playing catch up, that arms race, that cat and mouse thing, faster than others. So yeah. I believe that they're looking, this is no real conspiracy, but they're looking for that easy prey. And they're going to attack that every time. Mm-hmm. The solution, as far as what we can do today without a technology that can extract data back from a bad actor, I'd say is that you got to get that IT person, that IT leader in your company has to be elevated into that boardroom, that C-suite, the conversation. And we got to make technology part of the business and not just have it be a cost center anymore.
Yeah. I think the cat and the mouse analogy is perfect. That's exactly what we're in the middle of. It's an arms race. It's a race of who's going to stay ahead, who's going to keep winning.
I bet on the mouse.
You bet on the mouse.
Every
always.
Time.
Always.
Yeah.
Guys, we're in the middle of lots of news happening. And just like, you know, we keep an eye on the tech news so you don't have to. And when bits hit the fan, we bring it right to you. We'll see you guys next time. That's a wrap.